Dhe në shumë sa vigori ja të përpëtësot për të zë të shumë së të një mëshinë vë si e shumë falëk. And we also mentioning the this week's urim were dedicated by Mrs. Judy Spira of Atlanta, Georgia, in memory of our beloved husband, Dr. Thomas Spira, Hanoch ben Moshe Chaim. Shabbat should have an aliyah. Rabbi Harari wants to point out that today is also the yahrzeit of Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik's Rebbetzin, Rebbetzin Ella Soloveitchik. Who Rabbi Harari and I was zochet to know. I remember when we visited Rabbi Aaron in Colombia, and the Rebbetzin was there, and Rabbi Harari and I went to visit him, and we remember that encounter with her at that time. Okay, so we're in this packet here on about the wine during the and he said that there seems to be a machlokes the Magen Avraham and the Dodeb Yehuda. The Magen Avraham says that if you're a little child, you could eat. And you're not higiel chinuch of avelus Yerushalayim, then you could eat meat, drink wine during the 9 days. It's only for higiel chinuch. But the Noda Behuda says no, that even ketanim, even younger than that. Even younger than that is there's a piece here from Rabbi Tzion Abashol, page 8, going over to page 9. He was a big Svardi Rosh Hashiva, Parat Yosef, big Posek. It's also one of my Svarim that I like a lot, Or Letzion, from Rabbi Tzion Abashol. So he writes here, Chelek Aleph, page 9. Kosev Rama, v'nogim l'hachmer shalol lishtos yayin v'birkas amazim v'lo b'avdola al noslim v'tinoch. Right. Kosev Shomer Mogen Avram, d'mashmer shamuto l'itei l'tinoch bosev yayin and b'shavu azu. V'ikor lo hanogul isil l'hachmer. Yeah, but I mean, you could drink it. According to the Mechaber, says he says you should drink it, and but he said, but according to Ramah, it's better to give it to a Tino that
somebody has.
Oh, so we'll see. That's a good point. Master, the Gimel Chira had the day she had daily for also the boss of Yai. So, Tom, who we should miss this Chira for Samuel, and we should mark my snafish, etc. Dogal Mervava Cholak and Mag Avram, so that the whole cotton also the boss of Yai. Feel cotton Yosef. Says, because of Havdallah, Birkas Amazon, Hitiru, Lakata Misha Mitzvah. He says that Misha Mitzvah, in other words, maybe still you shouldn't give it. That's the double Mervava's approach. Even a little cotton, you shouldn't give it. But Misha Mitzvah. And then, and the Mishnah Berurah says, "Hine, page 9 on the left side, Hine, Mishnah Berurah hetik divrei hakidogim ravava veli rabba davka b'yain shal mitzvot, avu below mitzvah also avsheinu yodei l'saba, lo ken magen avraham." So it comes out that according to the magen avraham, you can you give it to a tino shalohigia l'chinuch, Because but if he's deal with Chinuch, he can't give. Shouldn't give. And if he's less than that, so then you can give him. And because he's not a Gil Chinuch, so Mamela, he's not in the Parsha, so you don't have to be Mechanichim for this. Right? You don't have to be Mechanichim in Boss of Yai, he's not a Gil Chinuch. But the Dogel Mervava says that even if he's low he gil chinuch, you should. And parenthetically, Rabbi, before I forget, Rabbi Man Lavi pointed out to me, I think rightfully so, that the mother of Rabbi about chicken, we talk about the oldest oaf, he says because lemaisa, you don't bring a chicken on the mizbeach. There was the oldest oaf, you bring the pigeons and the it's not, but you never bring a chicken. So that's what Rabbi Levi thought, and I think he's right. It's probably part of the Magen Avraham that the Magen Avraham was mako. Somebody needs to have chicken during the 9 days. So the Magen Avraham said, "Bishiyev shol lelechol machali cholav yochol baser of shol hayakul lo hayu makrivim minim carbon v'gam ein simcha ela b'baser behem." What? But still, it's simcha. So he wants to have something that is not simcha and not karbanos, because maybe he's choshish for the both reasons. You know, either because of simcha or because of bittul karbanos. So the venis you're not bringing, but it's still simcha. That's what I'm also saying. So the Nafkamina here is if he is a little kid, you want, could you give him chicken nugget? I mean, chicken, could you give him, a hot dog or something like that? Or not? So according to the Magen Avraham, you can. And according to the Dogel Mervava, you don't. He says, you need to talk him between Zesha Osu Bosu Yain Lektanim. Page 10. Yain Rak Mahmas Minog Volomitsara did. Came in Olish. In other words, the whole idea that we don't have meat and wine during the 9 days is just a minog. Not Mitsara did. Mitsara did. It's only at the Sudam of Seconds. By the way, I saw in Rav Abadi's Sefer. This, he's told me this in the past that he thinks that grape juice is mutter during the 9 days, but in the Sefer, he writes stark. He says he feels that you can have grape on a regular year, not this year's, is not an example, so you don't have the din of Sudam of Sekis this year because it's not Shabbos. But Rabbi Bani writes in the Sefer, not everyone agrees that we sort of Sturmach, but he holds that you can serve grape juice at the Sudam of Sekis because yeah. So Rav Sternberg said no, because still it's shame yain. But it's interesting, what the bigger kiddush of Rav Abadi is saying is even though Rav Abadi told holds you can make kiddush on, he doesn't hold that we put the sulfates in and therefore it's not yain anymore. He holds it is yain, you can make kiddush on it. But yet, he holds that for 9 days, or even the Sudam of Sekis, which is Midin HaGemara, you can still have grape juice. Others disagree, but most probably disagree. But he holds sort of like the Taz, that it has to be Misamach. If it's not Misamach, then so Rav Sturmer claims, the Taz would be Moida, that okay, that's what he says. He came in. So the question Rav Mitzi and Abba Shaul is asking is who said. The whole thing is a minhag, so who said we should apply the minhag to the ketanim? There's a machlokes and the Yehuda and the Magen Avraham, but who says we should apply to the ketanim? Knowledge of minhag zeh nogu lesorach ketanim, feel the ketanim shem bevinu ba'avelis. There was even ketanim that understand menolad de nogu behem is. The oats, he says on page 10, the gabri kibus with the sparas the ketanim. The Shavuot Shachal Botishim of Nemru B'zem Shnei Tamim. Right, because it says here, if you dial it, Xerox if you dial it here? Yeah. Look on page five. Page five. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, Sif Yudalet. Also, look doilem, the saper lektanim, l'chabis k'susam b'sham zu. That you can't give your son a haircut. Shavu shechalbo, and you can't do kibus. However, he says, "Miu begadim shemalafim behem." Those things that he gets dirty, shemotzim rei mashtina behem, diapers vaday mishoshari. If you the shaktan dogim lahakel. In other words, if something that gets dirty, like Rabbi Yaakov Hoffman was speaking about, gets dirty a lot, so then that's different. But technically speaking, say you shouldn't give haircuts to ketanim.
If
you're asking how come we'll make it on Tisha B'Av itself? Because fasting is a harder thing to do than not eating meat. So he could have a chinuch for the right, but it's a harder thing to say that we're going to give some chinuch a fasting where they're not giving him meat. So he says like this. So he says old. So you're not supposed to do it. There are two reasons. Mishum chinuch d'avelus or mishum agmas nefesh. That what? In other words, he should feel the tsar. We want the cotton to feel the tsar of the tzibur. So those are the two reasons that are given why we don't do kibbutz v'tisporus fiktanim. Either that he should have a chinuch for the avelus of Tisha B'Av, or mishum agmas nefesh, he should feel the tsar. So the question is, do we hold from both reasons? Maybe only on the hand, maybe the Agmas Meshes is the real reason. Whereas he says he doesn't think that's in other words, if it's Agmas Nefesh, he doesn't think we should give the cotton for Agmas Nefesh, we should be machmir that he shouldn't eat Basar. Because they need basar, that's their growth. So a kid could hack, not taking a haircut, not doing kibbutz for him. But who says we should apply it to? In other words, kibbutz is as far as we understand. But who says we should have a din of not having basar v'yayin for ketanim? Again, according to the Mogen Avraham, if you gear lechinuch, you can't have basar v'yayin for a cotton during the 9 days. And according to Dogel Mevava, even if lo higir lechinuch, you can't have. But Rabbi Tzir Amashol says the whole thing is a minug. It's not the suda hamafsekes. So who says this minug should apply to ketanim? Who says? And then he says that if it's really a Mishum Avelus, Basav Yain is not Shaykh Avelus that we talked about before. Right? So he says, and so therefore he says, So he's Tana the Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura paskin lahachmir like the Dogo Mervava. Even though the Magen Avraham was makel if he thought he'd give a chinuch. So the whole thing's a minug. So Mehechi Teisi, we should be so machmir. That's what he's saying. Certainly, if he's lohi gil achinuch, we should be able to give him we should give him basa v'yayin. Achei nir alani as daiti, he writes, she'ein leser basa l'ktanim b'shavu azeh. Kol mokam v'nei ashkenaz ein daiti l'hakim k'shegil l'achar z'avelus, nefshu shachar z'amogin avrom, basa b'zeh nogu achakach isu l'ktanim. It was Magen Avraham was machmir, so then it became a minhag to. But he says of a minhag b'nei Sfardim, the b'nei Sfardim never said that there's a minhag to be matzniyah v'sakin of shchita. So he says Sfardim doesn't think they have to be machmir. It's only a minute. He said Shavu Shavu. He says because it's mashma that the Sfardim never put away the sack in Shechita. Right. Okay. So you see, he wants to say that a cotton shegil achinuch for Sfardim. In other words, you can give an older kid. But seeing Avishol Paskins, you can give an older kid meat for Sfarim. Ashkenazim, they follow the Magen Avraham that he's Gil Achinuch, you shouldn't give him. But seeing Avishol says, even if he understands Avelus Yerushalayim. Yes, yeah. Yeah, it was the Sfardim Chalalim will make a. Right. Shavuot Chalbo should. But he says, in other words, he doesn't like the whole. Shavuot Chalbo is a. Basically, he says the whole thing is a minhag. So Mehechi Teisi that we should put this minhag on time. Then he says one other thing that he says. Right? If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, on page 6. It says, Lachar Tainus, after Tisha B'Av is over, then you could take a haircut and do the laundry right away. And B'Shabbos V'Nitche Lachar Shabbos Mutar B'Shnei Shabbos B'Shnei Shabbos B'Shnei Shabbos B'Shnei Shabbos B'Shnei Shabbos. So Rabbi Zion says ويسكي دي بينا خاصة لاسو قام ليل أسي في يومه كده أكشو خاصة قام ليل خيل بس في عاي Whereas by Basaviyayin, we machmer. Not to have Basaviyayin that night. Mechaber. Mechaber himself. Maishna kibis with tisporus. So how come kibis with tisporus? This is where the sheet is a mechaber. The kibis with tisporus, he says, you could do right after the mechaber, says, it's fine. You can do after the fast. Right away. But Basaviyayin not. So what's the difference? And the Marshal says that it's a proper minute not to do kibbutz with the sporus that night also. I mean, we know we have the minig, but that's in the Ramah, right? That's So how come the mechaber? He's asking within the shikas hamechaber. How come the mechaber is makel on tisporus and kibus is mutter right away, but even the mechaber is machmer from basaviyayin. He says it's a proper minhag not that basaviyayin right away. The game of Shavuos Nigmar, right? So that's the Pashup Shah. Right? The Basaviyayin is the epitome of Simcha. The game of Shavuos Nigmar Mutar Valchil Basaviyayin. So he wants to say that, that it's Basaviyayin is only because of Bitul Karbanos. It's not Mitam Avelus. So is that Minakash Al Hachmer Kol Ulel? Asiri Vyomo Yatamana. Yeah, we have to. Who's going to drink? Yeah, so it'll be the same Shiloh. Right, so then, So last Shabbos I made Havdalah myself, last Motzei Shabbos. So Sunday night, Rosh Hashanah, I'll probably do it myself. I have the choice of the 10-year-old or 6-year-old, but either way, I don't know. This 6-year-old, he can make a break. He knows how to make brachas. But I don't know. The question is, it'll be up in time.
It has to be somebody who has kind of the book.
Right.
Yeah.
So So that's the question: whether the 10-year-old has. So I said, if a body hold held a 10-year-old is not considered higila chinuch, even for avelus. Okay, I still like to make it. I don't know. I like to drink the havdalah myself. I could.
Well, you don't have a
quote. Yeah, I'm talking about even if you have a quote. I guess that's my Sephardic blood in me. You know, that Chaber says, Muto lishtos yayin havdala, perkas hamazon. So, okay. There's a ship next week. The one part of this that's going to go back to the topic we were talking about is Yain Megito. Well, what's the din of because it says over here, in other words, I told you, Rav Abadi holds that grape juice is mutter during the 9 days. And others disagree, but he holds it's mutter. Well, that's what we have to see what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So what the Shulchan Aruch says is like this: Basur b'basur of b'basur b'aluch v'yayin toses. So that's on page one. So what is this yayin toses? The yaitosis is starting to ferment.
Yeah.
Right. So that's all it says. It doesn't say Yain Migito or Ferrari. It doesn't say Yain Migito. Toses. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach here on page 60, that we're going to start with next week, Mr. Shem. Okay. Well, yeah. But I'll just show you the beginning of what I want to talk about. He says, Yain Shechibu of Sein Olem Vesu Afilu Migito on page 16. Is feel yain begito. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's a feel yain begito. Why? Can you remember Simon Tovkuv Nun Aleph? I'm going to take it from Shas Chitoso. Boshan Shul Panoksham, yain toises. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, Lav Dafka, Shas Tzitza Ve'elach. She ain't a mescal of Yad Elach as man. So that's a chiddush, she's saying. Well, who says Lav? Or Lav Davka, maybe Davka, maybe for kids.
Yeah, but because
I mean, the other you could say for kids. You'd say it's Yain Toysis is also. But if it's not Yain Toysis, it didn't start the process, which, and Rav Shlomo Zalman agrees. That it takes a long time. She'ena maschelt miyad, alach hazman. Elgam kodim ha'tzisa osa. But that's his chiddush. Rabbi Bari could say not that way. That he could say that grape juice is not yain toisis yet. And that's why Rabbi Bari writes in the Sefer that what? That even at the suit, when there's a real suit of mafsekis, you can have grape juice at a suit of mafsekis. Because he holds it, and it's a little gar from the Taz. The Taz says he can have the brine of the beet juice. The Taz writes. We saw that yesterday. So that's what I want to start with, Bez Hashem, because that brings us back to our. So yeah, and if we have extra time. It's always kedai to read every tshuva that Rav Akiva Yosef wrote. You know, it's not like the Truma Sedeshin. Truma Sedeshin, that's a chiv to know every Truma Sedeshin. But to know every Hisoros tshuva and every Shut Akiva Yosef, that's if you want to be happy in this world. What? No. Akiva Yosef Schlesinger.
Oh,
Yosef is his middle name. That's the one, the Hungarian rabbi.
What?
No. He's the Hungarian rabbi. He was born in Hungary. He lived from 1834 to 1922. And he was the one who had the guts. The blow shofar, Rosh Hashanah Shachalios, Harari will show the picture. Harari has the picture. I don't know if that picture was from. Yeah, blowing shofar. You never know.
Oh, yeah.
You never know who took picture, you know what I mean?
You never know.
Yeah. Yeah, show Rabbi Walter. Show Rabbi Walter.
Yeah, he made an unjudged.
Strymo. Yeah.
He didn't know. He hadn't done the house first. He didn't know.
But he was taking it. He was blowing show for Rosh Hashanah Shacharis for Shabbos.
Was it on the other?
Yeah, that was the thing.
That's the
thing. That's a Right.
Probably wasn't Rosh Hashanah.
What?
Picture probably wasn't some secular guy.
Well, and probably Rosh Hashanah Shekhali was Mishnah. You know why?
That's probably it. That was probably
it. Because he wasn't in shul. Yeah, this is the famous thing.
What's wrong with
the riff? The riff. It says you can do what's made best, even without speaking. Okay, we're going to have the chumash here in a couple of minutes. I want to wish everyone a good Shabbos and a meaningful fast, and we'll have a 2-3 minute break, and then we'll have parsha.
Really.
Yeah, okay.